Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 6th of October. This week on the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast, we celebrate harvest, the opportunity to thank God for his provision and care for us. Our final Bible reading for this week is Galatians chapter 6 and verses 1 to 10. We harvest what we plant. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else, for we are each responsible for our own conduct. Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. Amen. The season of harvest is a time of celebration and thanksgiving. It's a time when farmers reap the rewards of their hard work, witnessing the fruits of their labour. In the same way, our spiritual journey is often compared to a harvest, where we sow seeds of faith and obedience, patiently waiting for God's timing to reap the harvest of faith he has promised. Paul's words in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 reminds us of the importance of perseverance in our faith journey. Just as a farmer doesn't see immediate results after planting seeds, we may not always see instant answers to our prayers or the fulfillment of our desires. But we are encouraged not to grow weary in doing good, in living out our faith, and in sowing seeds of love, kindness, and generosity. During this harvest season, take a moment to reflect on your own spiritual journey. Are there times when you've grown weary, feeling like your efforts have gone unnoticed or unfruitful? Remember that God's timing is perfect. He sees your faithfulness, and just as the farmer patiently waits for the right moment to gather the harvest, God is working behind the scenes to bring forth the blessings he has in store for you. As you celebrate the physical harvest, also celebrate the spiritual harvest in your life. Each act of kindness, every prayer whispered in faith, and all the times you've shown love to others are seeds sown in the rich soil of God's kingdom. Trust that in due time, you will see the harvest of faith. As you reflect on these words today, you might want to use this question to help you. What seeds of faith, love, and kindness have you sown in your life recently? And how can you continue to cultivate them with patience and trusting God's timing? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals. But in the meantime, may God richly bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.